Welcome to the Advancing Surgical Care Podcast, brought to you by ASCA, the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association. ASCA represents the interests of outpatient surgery centers of every specialty and provides advocacy and resources to assist them in providing safe, high-quality, cost-effective patient care. As with all of ASCA's communications, please check to make sure you are listening to or viewing our most up-to-date podcasts and announcements.
Hello and welcome to the Advancing Surgical Care Podcast. I'm Bill Prentice, CEO of ASCA and host of this episode. My guest today is Dr. David Weinstein, an orthopedic surgeon and a member of the ASCA Board of Directors. And I've asked Dave to join me today to talk about total shoulder arthroplasty surgery, a procedure he specializes in as part of his sports medicine practice in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we want to talk about why appropriate Medicare beneficiaries should be permitted to have this procedure performed in surgery centers. For the past few years, ASCA has been advocating for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, to add total shoulder surgery to the ASC-covered procedures list. And we were hopeful that this would be the year that CMS would acknowledge the overwhelming clinical evidence in support of doing so. Regrettably, when CMS released its draft payment rule for ASCs in July, it failed to propose allowing total shoulder procedures in the ASC setting and offered no explanation as to why. So before we begin our discussion on this important topic, I'd like to say a little more about my guest. Dr. Weinstein is a graduate of the University of Colorado School of Medicine, where he completed his residency in orthopedic surgery. His elite training also includes two fellowships in shoulder and elbow procedures and traumatic injuries. In addition to his surgical practice today, Dave is also an associate clinical professor at the University of Colorado Department of Orthopedic Surgery in Denver, and has held several prestigious positions, including service as a team physician for several U.S. Olympic teams. So with that introduction, Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, really hoping to learn a lot more about total shoulder from you. So I think as a starting point, it would be helpful for our listeners if you could briefly talk about the advances in anesthesia, surgical technique, and postoperative pain management that have allowed total shoulder surgery to become a safe and appropriate procedure for the outpatient setting.
Well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to this. This is one of my passions and a big part of my practice, doing shoulder arthroplasty. It's interesting because shoulder arthroplasty is significantly increasing in numbers. In fact, the incidence is increasing twice as fast as total knee replacements and three times as fast as total hip replacements. So it's something that's growing in number and really has a lot to offer to our patients. A lot of the ability to perform these arthroplasties has been advanced by new techniques, as things you just mentioned, in pain management, the anesthesia we're able to provide, and then our medical preparation of the patients. One of the exciting things to me is in the last 3 to 4 years has been the development of some long-acting anesthetics. So in the past, we would give a patient a general anesthetic. More recently, in the last 10 to 15 years, we would add a nerve block. Now we have some newer agents, local anesthetics that will last 48 to 72 hours. That gets the patients through the most painful part of the procedure without needing narcotic pain medication, making it safer and more predictable for the patient. It's also reduced the amount of general anesthesia they need. So the old days of waking up nauseated, tired, and unable to get out of bed and go home have been pretty much put to rest with some of our newer techniques with anesthesia. A lot of these are done under ultrasound and all types of techniques that can be done on an outpatient setting. The other thing you mentioned was pain management. So one of the barriers to surgeries is how do we manage pain? We all know that there is a definite pain medication problem in this country. So anything we can do to reduce the narcotics, and that's where both the techniques of our anesthesia, being able to place the blocks under ultrasound in the proper position, as well as the use of these longer acting local anesthetics, has really reduced the amount of medications we prescribe. There's been some advancements in ice machines. These are compressive machines that allow continuous circulation of ice, which is one of the other main pain controls that we use and obviates the need for narcotic pain medication. And there's been also some advances in some of the medicines that are non-narcotic, some better tolerated anti-inflammatory medication, as well as non-narcotic pain medication.
Wow, that's a lot. And it seems like
that is a lot.
I actually once had a friend who had shoulder surgery a couple of decades ago, and he was a miserable person for days. And I think he would have much preferred to have had the care that you're providing now than what he received then.
I think it's made a big difference. I unfortunately have had my own experience with having my rotator cuffs fixed, which I think is actually a more painful operation than a shoulder replacement, and managed it with Motrin. Huh. And I think it's because of our newer techniques.
That's amazing. Well, you know, as you know, there are thousands of total shoulder procedures being performed safely, conveniently, and effectively in surgery centers today. But unfortunately, only on commercially insured patients. There are also tens of thousands of Medicare patients receiving total shoulder procedures on an outpatient basis, but only in hospital outpatient departments or HOPDs. As someone who's performed surgery in both types of facilities, can you speak to the similarities between ASCs and hospital outpatient departments and whether or not there's any rational basis for CMS to distinguish between the two as it relates to these procedures being performed on a relatively healthy patient?
Yes, I have trouble understanding why we can perform total knees and total hips in an ambulatory surgery center, but not total shoulders. Total shoulders have a lower risk factor. Patients can get up and walk, and that alone reduces the risk of blood clots and respiratory problems. So that's probably one of the biggest differences between an upper extremity procedure and a lower extremity procedure. I perform almost all my patients that have commercial insurance in an ASC setting for several reasons. One is there's just a higher patient satisfaction. There's less bureaucracy to deal for the patients. They find it a better experience. It's usually more of a one-on-one nursing care than they can get at a bigger hospital. So that's one part of it that I think is very helpful. I also know that there's substantial cost savings involved in doing things in a surgery center. There's a very good study from JBJS, which is our main source of literature in orthopedics, that shows savings anywhere from $1,000 to $52,000, depending on which study you look at. So that's pretty significant. And then most important to me, I find that it's just equally as safe to perform them in a surgery center as it is in the hospital. There's good data that now shows that there's no difference in the complication rate, the readmission rate, whether you perform them in the hospital or you perform them outside the hospital. There's also a lower infection rate in an ambulatory surgery center because, again, there are not a lot of unhealthy patients there. So in part, we're cutting out some of the patients, you know, because we're operating on more healthy patients, but it's also a safer environment for our patients.
Well, thank you, Dave. If you don't mind, we're going to take a break here to hear a message from our podcast sponsor. We'll be right back.
This episode of the Advancing Surgical Care podcast is brought to you by M-Surg, a national leader in the strategic and operational management of ambulatory surgery centers. M-Surg partners with more than 2,000 physicians and health systems and more than 250 ASCs operating in 34 states. Learn more by visiting msurg.com.
So, Dave, before the break, you know, we were talking about the efficiency of the ASC setting and how appropriate it is for more patients that, you know, that are currently going there. An interesting fact is that, you know, in terms of Medicare beneficiaries, half of them are under the age of 75, and a third of them have no chronic health conditions that would put them at risk for outpatient surgery. So allowing them to choose an ASC for their surgery is going to save the Medicare program, you know, millions and millions of dollars a year. So, you know, I think the comments you made about, you know, the efficiency of the ASC setting are, you know, are really, really important. And so how important is that in terms of, you know, trying to control cost for you know, Medicare?
Well, we should all be concerned about the healthcare system and the finances that go along with it. And clearly it's a more efficient process that lowers costs. And if you can get the same product with the equal outcomes, but do it for less money, it makes sense to put it in that setting. And again, I can't overestimate the value that patients find about being in a surgery center, just as far as their own satisfaction, their ability to say. There is a study that showed they looked at patients that had one arthroplasty in the inpatient setting and one in the ambulatory surgery center. And 94% of the patients said they'd rather have it back in the ambulatory surgery center. That was a better experience.
So wow.
I think that's an important thing as well. And then the efficiencies, of course, just drive lower healthcare costs.
Absolutely. Well, at the outset, I mentioned that CMS not only failed to approve adding total shoulder surgery to the procedure list for us, they also failed to provide any reason why or give us any guidance on additional steps we need to take to convince them, you know, as you've been doing, on the safety and efficacy of allowing ASCs to perform these procedures on Medicare benefit patients. So what we find particularly frustrating is that these decisions on surgical procedures, or more appropriately, lack of decisions, are being made by a handful of CMS clinicians, most of whom are not surgeons. And I'm sure you'd agree that as the attending surgeon, you are both more qualified and better positioned to make a judgment about where a particular patient can best receive the care that she requires. So please talk to me for a minute about how you as a surgeon evaluate your patients who need total shoulder surgery and how you make your determination about the appropriate site of care.
Absolutely. The ruling by Medicare has been a mystery to me because it doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of data now that helps us stratify which patients are safe to do in what setting for most of our procedures. Right now, we do a significant amount of rotator cuff surgery on Medicare patients in the ambulatory surgery center. It's really that same population that does just fine. So to me, there should be no difference on that. There's some pretty good data that suggests that patients that are under 75, that have a certain BMI less than maybe 35, that don't have a lot of significant predominantly cardiopulmonary comorbidities are good candidates to be done in an outpatient surgery center. So that criteria has been pretty well studied. One of the things that you have to have is family support if you're going to do them on an outpatient surgery center. So that's important when we're evaluating the patient. And interestingly, the data shows that men actually do a little better with outpatient surgery center predominantly because wives are better at helping their husband recover than men are helping their wives. So if you think about it, that probably intuitively makes sense. But there are criteria, and we look at that. We would never want to put a patient in any danger. But again, I find that there is a lot of advantages to having the surgery done in the ambulatory surgery center over the hospital. And again, patients prefer that.
I think that's really important. And I think that evaluation, I mean, that's the thing I think that CMS, I think, fails to realize is that every patient that you see is being looked at through that prism of what the clinical standards are and, you know, their health risks. And that's what's the determinant about where you bring them to, that it's not just, you know, everyone who comes to you is going to go to a surgery center. You're still doing that initial assessment, you know, that HMP to make sure that the surgery center is the right place for that procedure.
I've looked at my own patients and currently we screen everybody. And the biggest barrier to performing a shoulder arthroplasty in an outpatient center is the payer, as it just Medicare and the federal products will not allow it. So we take those patients to the hospital. And of the patients I take to the hospital, 80% of them we send home from the hospital on the same day. So effectively, they're getting outpatient surgery. They're just being performed in the hospital where, to me, there's a higher infection risk and there's a higher cost, lower satisfaction. So we're already screening these patients and sending 80% of them out anyway. So it is a mystery to me, and I'm hopeful that with education and time that at some point the CMS is going to figure this out.
Well, Dave, this has been highly informative, and I'm sure this will be helpful in our continuing effort to have CMS finally add total shoulder surgery to the ASC-covered procedure list. I want to thank you for your time today and thank you for your service on the ASCA Board of Directors.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
So finally, before closing, I'd like once again to thank our podcast sponsor, AmSurge, a leading ASC management company with more than 250 ASC partners in 34 states. To learn more about them, visit AmSurge.com.